This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on dietary guidelines for Indians to suit the modern eating habits. The participants are Dr. Surendra Singh Visht, Senior Health Expert, and Arjun Chaudhary, Anchor.
So I'm joined by Dr. Surendra Singh Visht, who is a health expert, and today our topic of discussion is on the dietary guidelines for Indians to suit the modern eating habits. Our special focus is on obesity and how it has affected the youth. What are the reasons behind it, and how can we prevent this type of ailment affecting the youth so that they can have a bright and happy future? So Dr. Visht, let's try and understand, what are the reasons behind obesity, which is now creeping into the youth? What are the reasons why there is such high weight gain in the youth who are still relatively young, below the age of 18 years?
This is, we are rightly took up the case, because now it has taken a pandemic proportion. And we have just undergone one pandemic, and we know how pandemic affects. But this pandemic is actually has come very slowly, as I want to tell, in last 2 to 3 decades, it has increased to 24 times. The adolescents, the young ones, they are becoming obese much earlier. Even the younger children, less than 5 years also, they are now 2 times more likely to be obese than what they were 1 or 2 decades earlier. So, and this has its own implications and consequences also. So it has led to the early onset of metabolic syndrome, polycystic ovarian syndrome, depression, you can say blood pressure, hypertension, and early onset diabetes. So all this has happened, and it is just increasing day by day. And so many factors are involved in this. As such, you may say there 90% of the causes are extraneous and not endogenous. And by endogenous, I mean having some disease, some problems with their hormones, their structure, brain, appetite, which accounts to only less than 10%, or genetic potential, or genetic obesity, which is only less than 10%, which is difficult to modify. But 90% of the time, or the causes, are modifiable. They are extraneous, which involves, obviously, it starts very early in the infancy, when people are not breastfeeding, use of bottle feeding, prolonged bottle feeding, and then starting of processed foods as complementary foods, and then giving children, because of this advertisement in the society and in press and media, about ultra-processed foods, which you can see children jumping to drink cold drinks, all those kind of advertisements leading to children liking them. And apart from that, lack of activities, sedentary lifestyle, more watching of television, familial beliefs. Now going to restaurants, earlier it was once a blue moon kind of thing. Now then it became once a month. Now then children are just, the restaurants have come home, and this is how it goes. That is why I think ICMR felt the need to take out guidelines, the National Institute of Nutrition, of what is the right energy, right protein, right calories, right fats and minerals which are required for wholesome, complete nutrition of a person.
So you've already touched upon a variety of factors that is leading to obesity in the youth, especially those under the age of 18. We also have stats for those above the age of 18. And yes, you're right, this has crept into our society. What is the role of parents, especially working parents who have children, and they're not able to attend to their children all day long because they have work-related...
I'm working in an area which caters to the lower socioeconomic strata of the society, the resettlement colonies, the Jhuggis of East Delhi. And there also, whereas we used to find malnutrition and severe acute malnutrition earlier, now we are looking at obesity even in those families. It is not about working and not working. It is about the cultural, what is culturally found appropriate, or what is getting the accepted norms of diets. They already are suffering a double jeopardy of working at both places, in the office as well as in the home. But the parental concepts, working parents, knowing about what is right for their kids, will do that. They can go to the school and talk to them, the teacher, that this is the lunch which my child will bring. This is the food which the school canteen should not offer. This is the thing which should be barred. I think that is there. And the parental, you can say, dietary habits. I want to tell, if one parent is obese, the likelihood of a child getting obese is 40%. And if the two parents are obese, then the likelihood of child getting obese is more than 80%. It is so much so, it depends on parental, because they are providing the food. They are the ones who like certain kind of food. If somebody is liking cola, the children are likely to like cola. If somebody is liking pizza, you can say samosa, kachoris, or some kind of a street food. So then it's likely that the family will eat together and they will relish it together. They will enjoy and they will be happy about it. So if they are happy about all these things, they are certainly likely to suffer the same consequences together.
Dr. Bish, do you feel that the sugar content in fast food and the food items sold over the counter has actually gone up and that's replaced fat to a great extent?
There was a time, in fact, many Nestle and somebody got some company, I'm not trying to know a particular company, but yes, there was in certain of their brands, the sugar content was so, so high. So for all those things, sugared beverages or sweetened beverages are certainly a big no, and any kind of added sugars. So I'm not talking about ganne ka ras and all that, because which is what we used to have when we were kids. That was the only sweet thing, sweet drink which was available. But now it's all about colas and drinks and different kinds of things.
So you feel that the multinational companies are adding sugar because it is a more viable, it is economically cheaper for them and they can retail it for a higher price. What about chemical preservatives in food? What is the impact of that?
Saying no to all this, sugar and sweetened beverages, can be a big relief when we want to look into the environmental and the climatic impact apart from this. So there are some kind of preservatives, there can be some lead, there can be some other intoxicants or toxins which are found in some of the beverages that were found in past also. So saying no to it actually means saving you from so many things.
And what has been the impact of COVID on lifestyle habits like staying at home, ordering food and drink online, the access has gone up, and keeping physical activity to a low. Do you feel that those habits have crept into the youth, which is the reason why they're not really going out all that much or participating in sport?
I realize everybody gained weight initially. Those who had food, those who had access to food, gained weight. Whereas there was other population who had no access to food and they really got killed and got malnourished in the same frame of things. So there were two worlds or different worlds altogether. But later people realized that they need to work. So indoor exercises or yoga, aerobics, they're exercises which happen indoors and which kept people from healthy. And these kind of healthy exercises were, the ways how to do that was spread by media like yours. And that helped the people. So we overcame the bad consequences of COVID, like staying indoors and getting fatter and getting obese and getting all the foods. And people have overcome that. It's not that COVID, but certainly there are people who actually adopted good lifestyle because they found that COVID has told them to remain healthy, because it was the healthy people who were suffering COVID lesser. It was the healthy people who had less severe manifestation. They were less likely to die because of COVID. So people have realized, because those who were obese, those who were could not perform many of the things, were likely, they did die more.
Dr. Bish, what are the adverse effects of supplements that is also in the market? Do you feel that the youth is drawn to them because of all the marketing surrounding it?
It's kind of, you can say, a fad about young to have a particular kind of a body size. So that body shape or size, that kind of fadism, or you can say obsession of getting a particular size. Everybody has a different size category and they have a different, elephant is an elephant, a goat is a goat, a camel is a camel. So there are different genetic potentials, there are different ethnic and racial profiles, and you cannot have the same kind of body which the other person is having. So, but people are using proteins left and right, and obviously it has some temporary or you can say transient effect on the body size, and that is what pushing the industry further. The kind of, you can say, control, or the market is not well controlled.
Dr. Bisht, you mentioned about the diseases affecting the youth who are obese, diabetes, high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So how does one motivate the youth for them to get back into fitness and sport so that, you know, they can avoid or prevent these adult problems in the future?
So sport is actually what should not only to become fitter, it actually gives you a wholesome life, because here there is a team spirit, there is an ability to stretch out to win, try to win. And even if you lose, try not make it to come up another day and find it, yes, I will do it another day. The failures can be. So I think psychologically as well as physically, games and sports should be a part where you have a group of people who are going for an expedition, going for a swimming, going for a badminton. And then they are making it a regular curriculum. And then those things should continue, but it should not. What is bothering when I send my child or when I ask somebody to go for exports, it becomes, oh, he's getting obese or something like that happens. It's a kind of a thing that he's being punished to play rather than it's something which we used to enjoy. Even while my strength board exams were going on, I was playing football. So this is because I enjoyed it. That is not there with the kids now. The people play because they are being pushed. They've been asked to play because you are getting older, you are getting beat. You go and play because you are forced to play. And because there are not other friends of his own coming over there because the society as such doesn't believe in playing together and losing together and getting together back as a team. So I think that that's a problem. There is a both way. You cannot just blame the children. There are adults who have not, who just are quite haughty and rigid about not letting children play in the grounds.
Dr. Bish, finally, I would like to ask you about self-esteem and depression that obese children, including the youth under the age of 18, are going through. How do you see them overcoming this because of the problem they're facing?
Body shaming, body kind of obsession is very, very important. And otherwise also, because of the metabolic syndrome and hormonal imbalance and all the things which happen with obesity, depression comes. There is a sedentary lifestyle, depression comes. You are not able to do many things which others do. You don't look that good. You don't fit in the best of the clothes. You are not coming to the small size or medium size or the best size. So that leads to such kind of problems. And that is affecting the productivity. That is affecting the lifestyle, the family, you can say. Families as such, rearing families. Healthy husband-wife relationship, reproductive age group, fertility, infertility. So all those issues are there when people are with this. And then you have suicide rates, depression rates, and use of antidepressants. Very, very common, right?
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Surinder Singh Bisht, health expert, for being with us on this program on Akashvani and telling us in detail what are the dietary guidelines for Indians to suit the modern eating habits and especially the problems faced by the youth who are suffering from the obesity time bomb. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ajay.
You were listening to a discussion on dietary guidelines for Indians to suit the modern eating habits. The participants were Dr. Surinder Singh Bisht, senior health expert, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at EIRNSDTalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.